This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. Secretary of State Antony Blinken on Tuesday demanded an overhaul of Israeli military conduct in the occupied West Bank as he decried the fatal shooting of an American protester against settlement expansion, which Israel said was accidental. Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener reports.
26-year-old Aishanur Ezgi Egi, who is Turkish-American, was shot dead last Friday at a protest march in Beita, where Palestinians have been repeatedly attacked by far-right Jewish settlers. It voiced regret and said a criminal probe was ongoing.
In our judgment, Israeli security forces need to make some fundamental changes in the way that they operate in the West Bank, including changes to their rules of engagement.
Those were Blinken's strongest comments yet in criticizing Israel's security forces.
Reuters correspondent Jillian Kitchener. The Israeli army released a video on Tuesday showing what is said to be the tunnel in which six hostages whose bodies were recovered were staying and killed there.
The tunnel shaft was in a children's room, in a house. Those are the walls of this children's room with Snow White and Mickey Mouse on the wall.
Reuters correspondent Jillian, or rather, the six hostages were killed on the night of August 29th. Agari said their bodies were found and retrieved by Israeli soldiers in the southern Gaza area of Rafah around 2 days later. The U.S. and Britain formally accused Iran of supplying short-range ballistic missiles to Russia for its war in Ukraine and will take measures to punish those involved. The announcement coming from Blinken's trip to London on Tuesday. This is VOA News. Republican former U.S. President Donald Trump and Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris meet for the first time on Tuesday night in their only scheduled debate of the U.S. presidential campaign, a key moment in a close-fought contest. The internationally broadcasted debate takes place just 8 weeks before the November 5th election and days before early voting starts in some states. Trump said he would contrast the left-wing policies Harris proposed in her failed 2020 presidential bid with the more centrist position she has staked out now. Harris has indicated she will draw attention to Trump's habit of lying. New York's September 11th Memorial and Museum is preparing to host its annual remembrance ceremony on Wednesday, paying tribute to the victims of the deadliest terrorist attacks in human history. AP correspondent Julie Walker reports.
The centerpiece of the 9/11 memorial in New York City is two reflecting pools with the names of the almost 3,000 people killed that day in 2001 etched into the sides. That's where the commemoration ceremony takes place.
We go into this with a sense of the importance of what we're doing because it's been reinforced over the years by so many family members and members of the 9/11 community.
That's Clifford Channon, director of the 9/11 Memorial, speaking about how family members will spend about 4 hours reading those names.
The dignity that they deserve.
Memorials will also take place at the Pentagon and in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. Julie Walker, New York.
Four private astronauts blasted into space early on Tuesday in a modified SpaceX Crew Dragon capsule, kicking off the company's five-day Polaris Dawn mission. Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman reports.
A billionaire, a retired U.S. Air Force pilot, and two SpaceX employees blasted off on Tuesday for a five-day mission that aims to test new suits in the vacuum of space. It is Crew Dragon's fifth and riskiest private mission so far, because it involves the crew exiting the capsule on what is known as a spacewalk. Only highly trained, well-funded government astronauts have done spacewalks in the past. This one will involve Jared Isaacman, the 41-year-old billionaire founder of electronic payment company Shift4, who is bankrolling the mission. He's gone to space before in 2021 and has declined to say how much he is paying for the missions, but they are likely to cost hundreds of millions of dollars.
Reuters correspondent Zachary Goldman. Germany's government presented a plan on Tuesday to implement more rigorously European rules on asylum that would see more people turned away at its borders a day after it announced it would start carrying out controls on all its land borders. I'm Joe Ramsey.